Hey everyone, and welcome to Donnie's podcast. It's actually called the What's Up with Toronto Real Estate podcast. I am your boy, Donnie Mangos, and generally I talk about, you know, what's happening in the real estate world as I see it. We talk about stats, talk about just current events, that kind of stuff in the market. And then today, I kind of just want to be a little bit more loosey-goosey about it. If you know me, you know that I do talk on topic and I vary. I switch to the next one and I go back and forth. I jump. I kind of have like ants in my pants, which I realize is an old man's expression because my millennial staff don't understand what that means. But I want to go over a few things. And it's just me talking. So if you're okay with that, I want to just continue. All right, you're going to enjoy this episode. This is actually going to be one of my favorite for sure. And it's going to be a sign of the times. It's going to be just me talking about things that are important, things that are happening in my life, and how they relate to you, how they're relevant. So, point number one that I've been thinking about. I did a video on this a while ago, and it has to do with something called a Starbucks effect. Now, the Starbucks effect generally is a theory, or it's kind of been proven at this point, that, you know, as Starbucks enters a neighborhood, opening up a coffee shop in a neighborhood, typically it results in an increase in values in properties. And that's mind-blowing to me. Think of the power. Think of the insider info that these Starbucks guys have. Like, they could just probably buy real estate knowing they're going to open up a store, you know, on that corner very soon and totally insider trade that, kill it. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to go into. I just know that that exists. Like, I've actually seen it. I wonder if the opposite holds true as well. Because I've seen several Starbucks coffee shops close down. Now, some of them are moving because they're moving a couple blocks over to a newer location or whatever. But I've seen some just like literally just shut down and goodbye in a pretty like gentrified neighborhood. So I'm not really sure how or why that decision is made. But I wonder if it affects values negatively. And yeah, that got kind of my mind thinking about different things. Like, who else has that kind of power? What other corporations can have that kind of thing? Is there like a Costco effect? By the way, many years ago, I used to love going to Costco. Now, I didn't live in, you know, an urban house that couldn't store half the shit you buy at Costco. But I used to love going to Costco. My dad was a self-employed guy, had a restaurant, so he had to go and buy stuff all the time. And so I would tag along with him. Sure enough, eventually I had my own card. I would go. I liked it. Then you end up buying shit you don't need from Costco all the time. And then you don't have space to store it. So I'm like, I'm going to stop doing that now. And my wife and I abandoned Costco entirely. But I wonder if Costco coming into a neighborhood has a positive or negative effect. I don't know. What do you think? Send me a note. Get on the computer or text me or whatever. I'm wondering if Costco coming into a neighborhood has a positive impact. I live in an area of the city of Toronto called Riverdale. And Riverdale is Greektown by the Danforth. And, you know, Costco is pretty much a suburban kind of thing. I think they've tried to introduce Costco like urban center things, but I don't know how well that's gone. I haven't seen many of them. And very, very recently, I think like a couple weeks ago when I was on vacation, Costco opened up a new shop in Thorncliffe. So on Overly, for those that know Toronto, it's pretty urban where they opened up the shop. And it's pretty interesting. I haven't gone there yet. Am I tempted? Absolutely, I'm tempted. I want to know. But I've not gone. And I wonder if Costco coming in has a positive impact. I don't know. I'm just really curious. Like, I don't have the answers to this kind of stuff. I just am really curious what you think would happen. I think a Costco coming into my neighborhood wouldn't have any effect at all. I know that when many years ago Walmart was trying to open up a shop in Leslieville, which is even more urban than where I am, a few blocks over, and the shitstorm that they got. People just lashing out on social media and the papers, you know, not in my backyard. I don't want a Costco. I don't want a Walmart. I don't want any of these big box stores. Get out of Leslieville, all that kind of stuff. And the citizens the citizens decided that they were not going to allow it, put enough pressure on, I don't know if it was council or the OMB, which is a board that governs some sort of real estate decisions, let's say. And they just said, yeah, you're not coming here. So in the end, Walmart did come to Leslieville. They just took over a spot in a mall on Girard Square that Zellers had vacated once Zellers went out of business. So Walmart's there. Anyway, I'm just curious to know your thoughts. So drop me a line. Next, what do I want to talk about next? Let's talk about renovations. If you don't know, I am a homeowner, yes, in Riverdale. And if you don't know, yes, I bought a house last year on my street. And it's a house that I bought to renovate. Now, this is absolutely not my first renovation. I've done this several times. And I'm going to let you in on this little secret. It fucking sucks every single time. It's so patience testing, endurance testing, wit testing, intelligence testing. It's painful. Try doing that with kids and a career. And it's very difficult. Anyway, it's not fun. It always has worked out. It always has been prosperous. But holy is it painful to go through. So we are doing a massive renovation. I'm going to encourage you to take a look at what we're doing. We're on Instagram. We're kind of documenting some of what we're doing. It's at House of Mangoes. At House of Mangoes on Instagram. And we've bought a house, destroyed it completely, built up a third story. And we are renovating that inside and out. So I think we're in the home stretch. I really don't know anymore, guys. We just officially passed 1 year of ownership of this house, and we are now, we're hoping that we can get in this fall. So I will continue to provide updates on that in this. In fact, I might even get my wife on a call or in person, and we talk about this on a podcast so you guys can hear and feel what it's like to be a couple doing a renovation and hear what problems. These are all first world problems, people, but they are problems. One thing I want to talk about, man, I'm seeing this a lot and it's kind of discouraging, kind of frightening. And does that have anything to do with real estate? I don't know. I guess maybe, but I'm meeting a lot of people, or I'm hearing stories of a lot of people that are leaving their jobs. They're quitting. They're asking for packages. They are trying to reinvent themselves. They ended up in this position, don't know how they got there, and now they want to sort of bail. And there's mortgages and kids involved, and this is a pretty common thing. Like, I'm seeing this on numerous fronts in my life with people that are very close to me. And I mean, it's fine, it's great. Like, if you're not happy doing what you're doing, then stop doing that and start doing the things that are going to make you happy, of course. But I'm seeing this a lot, and I hope that everybody's going, like, doing this all right. We're all in our, sheesh, I'm gonna age myself, guys. We're all in our, like, let's say early 40s, late 30s or whatever. So I guess you could probably say midlife crisis. Like, this is probably what people are going through. And it's odd because here you are, as a kid in high school, you're learning stuff. You don't really care about school. You care about just life. And then you're asked to pick what you're going to study in university, if you go to university or if you go to college, whatever. You're asked to decide at 18 or 17 or 19, whatever it is, what you want to do the rest of your life. Like, how the fuck would you know? How would you possibly know? You've been exposed to nothing. But by the way, pick the rest of your life's decisions. Or, like, have it right now while you're still immature and unaware. And I think the implications of those decisions back then have brought people to this point now where they're like, man, one thing, deciding to do that in university led me to this first job, which led me to promotion of that. And then it's the next level. And then it's a competitor, but in the same industry. And it's like, it just sort of ends up. You end up where you are. And I mean, it's dangerous to do that because none of that was intentional. You just sort of ended up. You kind of fell forward every time. And then the money traps you. And then, you get mortgages or you have a lifestyle you're accustomed to, and all that comes with a cost. And you just end up trapped. So I feel like a lot of people are going through that realization right now. Like, how did I get here? I don't have a great work-life balance. I hate my job, or I'm just not thrilled by it. My life is in imbalance. You know, like, I'm not happy with this. And, you know, at this point, hopefully there's a spouse that can support you financially. And you're like, you know what? I don't need to do this anymore. If my spouse is supporting, I want to just stop this and do something else. So I've heard this a lot. In fact, I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I was there in my past career. My story is many, 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 many years ago, I used to be a nerd. I used to be, you know, I still am a nerd, but I used to be a computer programmer. I was terrible at it, but I was a computer programmer and I made good money at a university. That's how I started. I didn't even do computer science as a degree. It just ended up in that kind of job. Anyway, it evolved into something else, which evolved into something else and kept going. And after years of doing this and years of fighting, like resisting, I hated it. I was depressed. I was bored with it. I didn't like it. I decided, okay, well, I'm going to just figure out a way to not have this go on indefinitely. What I'm going to do is figure out a way to do this, but with short-term contracts so that I know I've got an out. I know this is not forever. And so I kept doing that. And then a short-term contract, that's how I got by. And again, very profitable, but I was very unhappy with it. And so I'm seeing now what my friends are experiencing now into their 40s. I experienced it when I was in my 20s. And I said, like, I had the courage back then to say, I'm going to just stop this right now. I'm not going to run on a treadmill the rest of my life. I hate this. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to figure out what I want to do with my life. And I'm not going to be driven by money. I'm not going to be challenged by that. What I want to do is be happy, like wake up in the morning and know that I'm going to be happy doing what I've chosen to do, because I'm old enough now and I'm wise enough now to know what I like and what I dislike. And I'm going to do that. And if I do that with the passion that I could obviously have, then I'll probably be good at it because I'll care about it and it won't be work so much. I'll be excited by it. And if I do that, then the rewards will come. And so literally I jumped in to real estate and said, that's what I want to do. I had bought and sold a couple times on my own. I really enjoyed the process. I knew there was room for improvement for the industry and all that. I said, I'm going to just do that. I'm going to figure out real estate. I'm going to get into this. And that was it. So I completely understand how people are feeling that way now. I was there as well. So to all of y'all that are listening to this and thinking, he's describing me, I totally am describing you because I understand it. I completely empathize. I was there. So if you need a little bit of a push, please don't waste the next 30 years of your life being unhappy in something that, like in a job that's kind of just paying you okay, not really giving you great motivation, and just stop. Like, just cut the cord and figure out what you want to do and move on. Do what makes you happy. Be passionate about that. Don't just do anything. Do what you love. And I think, you know, if you care about it enough, you're going to be just fine. You know, I really think this whole economy, like this whole world is built on, if you do what you do well, and I do what I do well, and he does what he does well, everybody wins because we're all leveraging each other's experiences and insight and knowledge. I don't know how to build a house. I kind of know what's involved, but I don't physically know how to make it a level floor. So I could probably figure it out and I'll waste my time and I won't do which is what I normally do, which is help people buy and sell properties and make them a lot of money in real estate. If I abandon that and I'm working on this leveling this floor, I'm gonna do a shit job of leveling this floor and I abandon my client. Like, there's nobody wins in that scenario. But if I just earned a living helping others and then I use some of my money to pay someone else to do a better job that I could do, on that, everybody wins. Like, you see what I'm saying with that? Everybody really comes out on top. So, you know at this point what your uniqueness is and what you like, what you enjoy. So, hey, if you need that push, I'm telling you guys, just do it. Chase your passion, figure it out, educate yourself, and start working in that world, and you'll be passionate about it, and you'll find the rewards on it as well. Wow, this was not a real estate podcast at all, hey? Whatever. It's a podcast. It's totally fine. Anyway, I hope that was fun listening in on a bit of Donnie's brain for a little while. I'm totally going to get my wife on a podcast, and you guys can hear how crazy she thinks I am. So you can catch a glimpse into our world. And I also want to talk to her about, Kathy, if you're listening to this, I want you to know this. I want to talk to her about being a realtor's wife and what that's like for her. I also want to talk about the renovation, like I said, just this last renovation, just so you guys can see what it's like. I've heard some really bad stories in the last couple of weeks of people that are very close to me that have suffered through renovations and have not gone well at all, or have even made any progress at all. And there's like, we're talking lawsuits and firing. Like, there's a lot of bad news around it. So it's a very slippery slope for sure. But guys, we're here, we're healthy, we're happy. Let's just, you know, work our way out of the, through the tunnel. Anyway, I am officially in mumbling zone. I'm going to stop it right now. I hope you had a wonderful time listening to my podcast this week, and we'll be in touch soon. Have a wonderful day, week, month, all that stuff. Ciao.